We're right in the middle of a second date update, and if you're just tuning in, Marco is on the phone. Marco had a very creative way to meet the girl that he went on a date with. Mm-hmm. He borrowed his friend's dog so that he could talk to her at the dog park. Apparently, he lives by a dog park. He's seen her there before, but he doesn't have a dog. And he's like, how do I go into this dog park without a dog and not be a creep? So he borrowed his friend's dog. They talked for a while, went back to his apartment. While the dogs played, he was going to make her dinner. And then she said, oh, I have to leave because my dog's getting antsy and he needs his special food at home. She left, walked out the door, and he hasn't talked to her since. All right, Marco, you ready for your second date update?
Yeah, definitely.
I think she called you out on your lie. Why didn't you just tell her you were dog sitting?
Maybe in hindsight that might have been a little better idea, but I wanted to, she's a dog owner, I'm a dog, I thought it would be the best.
I like how you just almost called yourself a dog owner. She's a dog owner, I'm sort of a dog owner.
I'm a dog borrower. It's not a lie if you believe it.
That's true. That is very true. All right, man, I'm going to dial her phone number right now and get her on the phone and find out why she's not calling you back.
All right, awesome.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Erica?
Yes.
Hi, Erica. My name is Jubal, and I host the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. Have you heard of it?
What? Who is this?
My name is Jubal. I'm calling you today because one of our listeners asked if I could track you down and get you on the phone. And yeah, it's just as creepy as it sounds.
So
just
bad.
As creepy as it sounds,
say it out loud.
Erica.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I'll explain. His name is Marco. And you recently met him at the dog park. He's been trying to text you because he wants to hang out, but you haven't been getting back to him. So he asked us if we could get you on the phone and find out why.
Oh my gosh, really? He called a radio station?
Yes.
Tried to track me down?
Mm-hmm.
That's really cute.
Do you like Marco?
Well, yeah, if I'm being honest, I really, really liked him. I sort of just don't want to seem like over eager, like I like him too much, because he's kind of like my dream guy.
Why are you calling him back then, you silly girl?
I'm actually just hoping that it sort of happens like organically and we naturally just like run into each other at the dog park again. But it hasn't happened yet. So
I wonder why you guys haven't been able to meet up at the dog park. I mean, he's probably always there with his dog. What was the dog's name? Toby?
Toby, yeah. No, I don't know. I haven't seen him at all.
Strange.
No, he was super sweet and he just seemed like so nice.
Oh, yeah. That's cool when like two dog owners can find each other. I've always thought that was really cool because you guys have like a common interest.
Oh my gosh, I know. I'm obsessed with dogs. I love them. And it always just like touches me when a guy really like is sweet to animals. I think that just says a lot about them. And like he really seemed to love Toby. So that was.
Is that like the number one thing that you like about him is his responsibility? And
Honestly, the number one thing that I really liked was just that he seemed so honest. And I've dated so many guys before that have turned out to be total liars and bags, and I just feel like you can't trust a lot of guys these days, and he just seems so trustworthy and just so But like I said, I do not want to be the overeager, like the eager beaver. I don't want to drive him away with like being like a little schoolgirl weirdo.
All right. And you don't want him to know that you feel that way about him just yet.
No. We need to like ease into that and get to know each other.
Well, you're going to have to ease into it a little faster because he's actually on the other line listening to this conversation and would like to talk to you.
What?
Yeah.
No, guys.
Marco?
Hey.
Hey, Erica. Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed.
No, don't be embarrassed. That's the sweetest thing I've ever heard before.
Oh my God. You probably think I am totally psycho.
No, not at all. Not at all. I thought it was like the nicest thing anyone's ever said about me.
Oh my God, I can't believe this is happening.
Well, it's good to hear you again.
It's good to hear you. I'm sorry I didn't text. I know I should have responded. I just didn't want to like push it or whatever, but I've been wanting to respond.
No, it's okay. Don't worry about it. I totally get it. I mean, I'm sorry I kept texting you. I just really wanted to see you again. I thought we had like a really, I mean, I had a really great time. I was hoping you had a really great time.
Oh my God, no,
it seemed like
you did. So much fun. I did too. I've actually been at the dog park like hoping that I'd run into you.
Yeah, I was hoping to bump into you too, but I don't know. I guess maybe we just weren't there at the same time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, why don't we get together? Like, I don't know, today.
Today.
Bring Toby and I'll bring Butters and you know, we can head over there.
What? Do what do you think, Marco? Like, you guys both obviously like each other a lot. Why is it taking you so long to say yes?
Marco?
Is today a bad day? I can tomorrow's good for me too.
No, today's kind of the it's not just the kind of the whole week has kind of been a little bad.
No. Marco, you have to tell her.
Tell me what?
So Toby's not really with us anymore.
Oh my God.
What?
Serious.
What does that mean?
I don't mean to laugh.
I don't really want to talk like specifics about it, but there was an accident.
Oh, come on, Marco.
No.
Marco.
You can't do
what
that.
Are you doing, man?
Oh my gosh, what happened?
Oh no.
Marco. You're gonna make her cry.
Come on.
All right. Hold, okay. God, just give me a minute. Let me talk to her for a second.
Oh my God.
Wait, what's going on? Is he okay? Are you okay?
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, I'm fine.
Oh, yeah, Marco's perfectly fine, Erica.
Why are they laughing, Marco? I don't get it.
Look, okay, I'm fine. Toby is... There was an accident.
Stop
oh
it, Marco. Come on,
man.
I was,
oh, my gosh, like a car?
I was joking earlier when I said you could do that, Marco.
Marco, just tell her why you did it.
Come on, she
may understand.
What is going on? I'm really confused right now.
I can't believe you actually tried that, Marco.
All right. Hold all right.
If you don't tell her, I'm going to tell her right now, Marco.
You want to do it. You don't want him to do it.
Then you let me talk for a minute.
Okay.
Okay.
I can do this. So Erica, this is going to sound like really bad, but just hear me out on it. Okay.
Okay.
So I wasn't fully like 100% honest about everything with you, Erica. Okay. Toby's not really my dog.
What?
I've seen you every day. You saw how close I live. I see you there like all the time. And I every time I see you, I've always wanted to come up and talk to you, but like, I never wanted to seem like that weirdo who goes to the dog park without a dog. So I asked a friend of mine if I could borrow his dog for the day. I know, even saying it, like, it sounds really weird, but I promise, like, my heart was in the right place. Like, I wanted to talk to you, and I'm not really good with, like, openers, I guess. Like, I thought, like, you know, this could be a good icebreaker, like.
Wait, okay. So, you lied to me?
I mean, lied is a strong word. I just... I really wanted to meet you, and I thought this might be the easiest way. I'm really sorry if this like bothers you a lot, but I wanted to talk to you, and I didn't really have the guts to just, you know, you're beautiful. I mean, like, I don't, and like, I don't know, just like seeing like the way you interacted with Butters, like I was like, this chick seems awesome. I mean, I really wanted to talk to you, and I didn't have the guts to do it.
Erica, that's so cute. You got to give him a second chance.
Remember, he did try to tell you the dog died.
I know, but still, I mean.
I panicked about that.
Yeah, you did.
Just a little bit.
I didn't know what else to say.
He's kind of an idiot, but he's an adorable one.
Yeah, give him another
okay.
shot.
Okay, I'm just trying to get this straight. So you just borrowed Toby. Is that even his name?
No, yeah, his name's really Toby.
Okay. So that's
everything else was true except the part that he was mine.
Okay, so you just borrowed Toby to meet me because you kept seeing me? And, well, that's actually, like, really sweet. That's a lot of trouble to just meet me.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was worth it. I mean, after the night we spent together, like, hanging out and just talking, like, I wish it had been, like, under 100% truthful situation, but, like...
Hey, Erica, think about it this way. At least he borrowed the dog from a friend and didn't steal somebody else's dog to meet you.
It's a silver lining.
Romantic.
Yeah, it is very sweet. It's really, like, I've never had a guy go through this whole, like, backstory and a... I've definitely never had a guy borrow a pet to meet me. I mean,
well, Erica, would you like to go out with Marco again on a second date? We'll pay for it.
Yeah, I would.
Yes.
Congratulations, Marco.
So relieved.
You got a second date.
Awesome. Oh, my God. That's so great. I'm so happy.
Marco, don't go, like, borrow a friend's cat before the next date. Like, oh, I got a cat now, too.
I was thinking about bringing a ferret to dinner. But...